Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We would like to acknowledge the Turrbal and Yarraga people as the traditional owners of this land where we record. And recognize that these have always been places of meeting and sharing. We would also like to pay our respects. several hymns of the Rig Veda, repeat the mighty deed of Vishnu, called the Trivikrama, which is one of the lasting mythologies in Hinduism since the Vedic times. It is an inspiration for ancient artworks in numerous Hindu temples, such as at the Ellora Caves, which depict the Trivikrama legend through the Vamana avatar of Vishnu. Trivikrama refers to the celebrated three steps or three strides of Vishnu, starting as a small, insignificant looking being. Vishnu undertakes a Herculean task of establishing his reach and form. Then, with his first step, covers the earth, with the second the ether, and the third entire heaven. I now proclaim the heroic deeds of Vishnu, who has measured out the terrestrial regions, who established the upper abode, having wide-paced strode out triply. From the Rig Veda 1.154.1, translated by Jan Conda. Vishnu Sukta 1.154 that the first and second of Vishnu strides, those encompassing the earth and air, are visible to the mortals, and the third is the realm. Brahmana contains ideas which Vaishnavism tradition of Hinduism has long ago mapped to a pantheistic vision of Vishnu as supreme. He as the essence in every being and everything in the empirically perceived universe. In this, Brahmana, states Klaus Klostermeyer, Purusha Narayana asserts, all the worlds I have placed within mine own self, and mine own self I have placed within all the worlds. Described to be permeating all objects and life forms, states S. Goira Shoham. There he is, ever present within all things, as the intrinsic principle of all and the eternal transcendental self in every being. The Vedic literature, including its Brahmana Slaya, while praising Vishnu, do not subjugate others' gods and goddesses. They present an inclusive, pluralistic henotheism. Max Müller states, although the gods are sometimes distinctly invoked as the great and the small, the young and the old, this is only an attempt to find the most comprehensive expression for the divine powers, and nowhere is any of the gods represented as the subordinate to others. It would be easy to find in the numerous hymns of the Veda passages in which almost every single god represented is represented as supreme and absolute. Thank you.
A That's Not Canon Productions podcast.